Hi, welcome to the next episode of Triggers and Spiritual Medicine. I am your host, Laura Joseph from Healing with Spirit. And today we are actually doing a special episode, kind of breaking our normal routine. First of all, Triggers and Spiritual Medicine is really about addressing root issues, addressing our triggers, finding the intersectionality that kind of is plaguing and weighing on humanity right now, right? Whether we're talking racism, domestic violence, homelessness, addiction, climate change, there's all these elements that are affecting us, that are triggering us, amplifying. And what is the spiritual medicine and the solution to kind of bringing in wholeness and wellness and balance in our lives again? So today's episode, I am so happy to bring Hillary Harley, who is an amazing astrologer, and she's going to be talking about what's happening in the charts, what's happening in the universe, and how is that playing in amplifying maybe what we're feeling inside, our triggers. And then we're going to kind of chat about how can we use what's happening astrologically to either accept what is and knowing how to use it as a navigation tool so we don't get so fried. Okay. So welcome, Hillary. I am so excited for this episode. Can you please just share with them a little bit about your experience for our audience?
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much, Laura, for hosting me today on your show. This is a very challenging time we are in. And just to tell you a little bit about myself, I've been in practice, astrological practice, for over 20 years. I have a global clientele, and I also integrate Reiki and the Akashic Records into all of my sessions. I'm certified in both modalities. So you can reach me at HillaryHarley.com. Hillary has one L in it. A lot of people, since Hillary Clinton, spell it with two, but it's HillaryHarley.com.
Well, thank you. So I know personally, I know we chatted before we got on today about, especially like this week, you know, we're talking, mm-hmm. What is today's date? Like the 16th or 17th of
today
September?
Is the 16th.
Yeah, there we go. See, this is where my mind is, right? So, so there's like all this I've noticed, especially since like the full moon and Mercury going retrograde. I would say, especially folks that may not be as tuned in and understanding how to navigate the flows, right? Like, mm-hmm. like some may say, like, adopt the pace of nature, right? And those that might be struggling are saying, well, no, you know what? My boss has a deadline on Friday, and no matter what, I have to hit this, but we're doing this, right? Right. And I was kind of joking, saying how I had some of these challenges like in the past year, and how ever since this, things are popping like zits, right? But yet my partner I live with, his refrigerator went on the fritz and his motorcycle overheated in the highway, and it caused an immense amount of stress in his life, right? So can you share like what might be happening that people are affecting that's maybe amplifying, especially those that might have like anxiety, insomnia, or already stressed already, and they're just getting really highly triggered and they're really getting highly amplified.
Right. So thank you for bringing this to everybody's attention, because this is a highly fraught time, both on the micro and the macro levels. So, you know, as the universe goes, so goes the individual, as above, so below. And so the cosmos right now, we have 6 out of 10 planets that are retrograde. Retrograde is not a negative thing, but it is like, if you think of winter, it's like the winter natural part of the cycle. And this is not the month of May where everything is pushing forward. This is, you know, a time of turning inward.
So can you explain just a little bit about, for those that might not, because I know some of the people have already talked to about it, they're like, I don't get astrology. So can you just explain for those that may not understand what retrograde means? Like what does that, like, I know you, winter, but they may not understand exactly what you mean by
that. So it means that a planet stops And from Earth's perspective, it looks like it's in reverse gear. And so, you know, most of us know about Mercury retrograde because that's in the common language that we talk about with our friends. Things aren't working because it's Mercury retrograde, but it's not just Mercury. It is Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. So all of the outer planets plus Jupiter and Saturn. And then we had on the 9th of September, this full moon and Mercury turned retrograde. So it was like this grinding halt that came to all of our lives, and things are not moving forward. So for those of us like you and, you know, healers, our businesses are exploding because everybody's like, WTF, you know, help me, help me, help me. So there's that. But to manage it, RE, all of the RE words, rest, restore, renew, relax, recharge, renovate, anything that you can think of that starts with an RE word, that's what is really helpful that you can do right now. So yes, we still have to pay our bills. We have to show up in our lives. We have to go to work. We have to do the thing, take care of our children and our families. But the most expectation that I would invite people to have is that this is not a time of launching or pushing forward. It's a major reset. And then in October, there's a lot of activity, but until October 2nd, which is, you know, 2.5 weeks from now, that this is like a time of deep dives and rebalancing in a major way.
So can you explain to folks, like, with what's happening in the planets, like some of the things they might be experiencing?
So when Mercury turns retrograde, that's an inner planet. So that's why we feel it the most. But in combination with these outer planets, it's communication snafus, technology snafus, transportation, you know, your partner's motorcycle, that's a form of transportation. Mercury rules communication, short-term transportation, not airplanes, but cars, trains, buses, certainly motorcycles, bicycles. You know, things can happen where it's just to slow us down, to get us to stop. And the purpose of hitting the pause button is just to, you know, it's like, think about when your computer isn't working. I mean, we had this issue this morning just trying to connect for this podcast. Couldn't get my connection to you going on my laptop. I'm like, what is going on with this? And, you know, I'm sitting right next to the router. So, you know, that control alt delete button to reset on your computer, or when you power it down and then power it back up, that's what this time is for the next couple of weeks. And yes, it's a long time. I mean, it's not a day. It's not a long weekend. This is, you know, Mercury turns retrograde for 3 weeks. And in combination with these five other planets, it's like, okay, kids, we're stalling, setting everything on the floor. It's time to join the circle and really just collect ourselves and reconnect.
So tell me what symptoms, like, especially if they're experiencing, we talked about things that might be happening in their lives. Like, I know I've had clients all of a sudden reach out to me because their anxiety is off the charts. They're not sleeping, mm-hmm. or they're trying to go to sleep and they're getting panic attacks, you know, or there's discord with family members, you know, or they're quitting mm-hmm. their jobs. So explain, like, what maybe some of the symptoms that might be brought about, like, even from an inside perspective.
So we can be experiencing cyclical thoughts. So going down negative thought spirals, going around and around in these negative thought patterns that just won't stop. We can be experiencing difficulty with siblings, because that's Mercury, it rules siblings. Anything that is triggering from your past can certainly come up, because, you know, a lot of times during retrogrades, people from our past, whether it's actual phone calls, emails, texts, we can hear from people. So it's not just actual people from our past resurfacing. There's that RE word, resurfacing. But also thoughts. We go over and over certain situations where we had a loss of control. And whether it's from our childhood or adolescence or a previous partnership or relationship, it can be a power dynamic, which I'll get into in a minute, because it's a sense of loss of power. And that can really trigger these negative thought spirals where you just can't stop and hit clear, you know, control, alt, delete, reset, clean the mental slate and push forward. So what I suggest is breathing techniques. If anybody knows how to, that, you know, where you just, even if you've never had meditative or yogic training, just to do slow, deep breaths to a count of five, slow five inhale breath, five, hold it for five, and then exhale it to five, and do that for at least 1 to 3 minutes. And that automatically, it slows down your vagus nerve and just calms you down, particularly at nighttime when you're trying to go to sleep. So there can be a sense of feeling wired with this energy too.
Oh, we call it wired and tired at the same time.
Oh my God. It's so true. It's so true. And it's two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, and that's a mild form of, you know, it's a smaller version, if you will, or younger sibling to the big gun, which is anxiety on one side and depression on the other. So there's this sense of just complete and utter exhaustion. But then when you do go to rest, it's like you don't know how, because it's you're in this spiral. So deep breathing techniques, I cannot recommend highly enough, because it automatically tells your parasympathetic system to slow down and stop.
Yeah. And for some, I would also add to that, for some who might be challenged with that, because I do understand that some might find doing that to actually be triggering in itself. So one of the other tools I recommend, first of all, it's knowing how you process, right? So it's knowing what works for you and finding that safety spot. But there's what we call the five rule. Look around the room, see five things that, you know, find five things. Listen for four different sounds, you know. Try to touch three different things. So go down the sensory aspect, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right? Mm-hmm. Because that will also is another way to bring yourself back to present if the breathing right. thing, because I know some people who have PTSD, you know, do find, because there's something that happens where the relaxation response is actually a trigger. So wow. it's fascinating, like, because it shouldn't be, but it's because it's that body hasn't felt safe yet. So now the safety becomes the trigger. So it's a delicate balance.
Interesting.
So it's knowing, like, you know, I know that is a phenomenal thing, but I do know for some that may not work. So some of the other aspects, and sometimes it could be, if that even doesn't work, it's maybe going outside and just taking your shoes off and putting your feet in the sand and water if you have,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Or touching a tree or something. It's knowing what brings you that safety.
Yeah. Absolutely, nature and We're getting into cooler temperatures right now, but if you can put your feet, bare feet, on the ground, whether it's grass or sand, as you suggested, any kind of being in nature automatically resets your body, because we're so removed in the modern world from nature that, you know, if you can take a half an hour and walk through a forest or go to the beach or walk by a lake, river, or pond, that, you know, you're on your way to pick up the kids, you know, try to just stop for 10 minutes and get out of the car and be in nature.
And for some of you who want to go poo-poo this right now, let me tell you the science behind it. There are research and medical studies. It was actually done in Japan, because in Japan they call it Shinrin Yoku, or forest bathing. And the science actually behind it is that we have biochemicals within the pineal gland that are actually in sync and in rhythm with the same chemicals that are found in trees, insects, wildlife, and the Earth's electrical grid. You hear that? The Earth's electrical grid. So that is why when we have all these man-made devices, it actually creates disruption in the physical body. That's the science. And there are research. You can go do your Googles. Go call Mr. and Mrs. Google up on the phone and you'll be able to find some of that research.
Yeah, I mean, 2 points with that. I moved to the country during the pandemic. I was part of the Great Migration. And before I moved from the city, my blood pressure was really starting to get out of whack. And I was almost put on meds for it. And I moved to the country. And a year later, they took my blood pressure. And the doctor was like, well, you're out of the woods. Pardon the pun, but it's like my blood pressure had not been this good since I was in my 20s. So being closer to nature, and not all of us can move to the country, certainly, but just literally bringing the country into, or nature into, your own life as much as you can, taking a hike on the weekends, you know, just fitting it into your schedule. Again, it doesn't have to be like a whole day or even a half day endeavor. It can just be 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just to reboot your, because we are electric. I mean, we've got the meridians in our bodies going.
So can we bring in the elephant in the room that also might be triggering and amplifying some of what people are experiencing? And sure. How is the political system, the disruption we're seeing in the United States, what's happening with the Queen passing in England, like all these things, like the big great flood that we saw, I think, in India, you know, all these phenomena, and how is that mirroring what we're experiencing in our lives from an astrological standpoint? Especially with the upcoming elections, by the way.
Yeah. So the election is huge. And this is a multi-part answer that I have for you. First, I want to address the macro, like the global impact and reset that we're going through and passage that we're going through. This is analogous. No one alive has ever lived through anything like this. It's similar to going from Neanderthal to Cro-Magnon. We're going from Homo sapien to Homo luminous. In the evolution of humanity. I mean, so this is big. And so that's what's happening for all of us collectively around the world. But on an individual level, we're seeing it in these huge passages, like a queen that's reigned for 70 years. You know, she's on the eve of Mercury turning retrograde and a full moon to boot, she passes. It's like giant spotlight of the full moon. And then we have this upcoming election, which we know is loaded. So it occurs on an eclipse, the second of two eclipses, and Mars, which is the planet of action, will be retrograde at the time in the sign of Gemini, which is about communication. So this, we all start to feel this hyped up, intensified energy in our bodies and psyches, you know, our minds about these eclipses, because even if they don't connect or impact our charts, our astrological birth charts directly, it's like other people are dealing with it. And it, that frenzied energy, that super hyped up electrical charge is already building, because with an eclipse, there's one on October 25th and there's one on the election on November 8th. They're both in Scorpio, and these are in, you know, deep, deep triggers. Talk about triggers. It doesn't get any deeper than Scorpio.
I'm glad I'm doing the book launch party on the 24th then.
call your astrologer to get the best dates for any new projects that you want to initiate. That's for sure. So, and by the, congratulations, by the way, on your book launch. That is huge to give birth to a work. So we're going to talk about that later on an episode of my podcast, Mystical Messages. But anyway, in terms of these eclipses, it's like, if you think about it, like a stone hitting a pond, it's the energy building up is like the wind up to throw the stone. And then once the stone hits the pond on October 25th, there then this impact, and then there are ripples. So eclipses either come in pairs or in trios. So this one is on a new moon early in Scorpio on October 25th, and we are in the wind-up phase for it right now. We're 6 weeks out, and you know, the buildup is start energetically, and everything is energy. This absolutely is scientifically proven. Everything, whether it's a rock, a person, you know, a house, a tree, everything is energy. So the energy ball is in motion. And then there's a second eclipse on a full moon on November 8th, which is the election day. And Mars turns retrograde in between. So
on, and isn't Mars like associated though with like wars and disruption?
Yeah. So Mars is the planet of action. I call it motivating Mars because it's the kick in the pants that gets you out of bed in the morning. And this planet, yeah, all planets except for the sun and moon turn retrograde. Mars is about pushing forward. So it really does not like its retrograde cycle, or I should say, we do not like the effects of Mars turning retrograde. So, you know, the good news is October is a reprieve. Things are starting to move forward. But then there is this massive jolt that comes in late October, early November. So, you know, that's what we're beginning to feel right now. And the more you can use this time between whenever you're listening to this and October 2nd, 3rd of the this massive retrograde period with 6 out of 10 planets in reverse gear, you really want to use this time to clean out your closets, you know, reset, restock, you know, anything that you...
By the way, clean out your closet also means your internal closet, not just your outer closet, your internal closet too. We got a lot of clutter in here.
Yeah.
Both personally, generationally, karmically, and past life-wise, like we got it all.
Yeah. It's a great time to do a cleanse. Think about you know, you are what you eat. So anything that, you know, thinking about your diet, your sleep habits, also in terms of getting to sleep, talk about studies, taking that phone away. And I'm guilty of it too, right before bed. But they studies have really shown if you can put your electronics away at least a half an hour before you try to go to sleep. So say you want to go to sleep at 10:30, turning everything off at 9:45 or 10 o'clock and giving your body a chance to just wind down. So reading a book, doing some quiet meditation, or just taking your dog for a walk before you go to bed. And then,
I think here's the other, I mean, they've actually linked it with the phones, especially the 5G depletes the melatonin in your brain. And they're actually linking melatonin to more than just the light switch, which is a topic for another day. But there's all these things which I know we're talking, for some might seem very woo-woo, but I want to bridge what Hillary is saying with the actual science, because it's not as woo-woo as you think. There's a reason why celebrities and government officials and people that are leaders in countries consult astrologers.
They do.
and every move they make.
There's an old phrase, I think it was J.P. Morgan said, millionaires don't use astrologers, billionaires do. Billionaires with a B. So it's because it's a timing device. It's a tool. It's a roadmap for and GPS. I mean, nobody really uses maps, hard copy maps anymore. But if you think of it as a GPS system, that's what it is. But it's also timing. It's, you know, new moon, full moon, retrograde cycles, all of these things. And it's not your, you know, the average person's responsibility to know, but you can certainly ask, like, is this a good time to start a relationship or start a new business? Or, you know, getting pregnant is a little trickier, but I've certainly consulted women about why they're not getting pregnant and when they might have a better window to get pregnant. That's a very common question.
So what would you say, with all the energies that are going on, with all also the big disruptions that we're seeing, like politically, and, you know, even with like the planes that were just driven into Massachusetts, and like all these things that are happening, right, that you kind of just want to do this, scratch your head and be like, what the fuck, right? So what are three tips that if you could give folks today to walk away with, what would be the three most important things that they should know to implement today to help navigate the next 6 weeks or so?
So first, I would say, as much as you can calm down, calm your body through whatever technique works for you, exercise, nature, an activity that you enjoy. You know, that sense when you lose track of time, that is, I can't say enough about how that resets our whole physiological being. So some people, it's cooking, gardening, reading a book that's really delicious.
It can also mean going and throwing axes at a target.
Oh, seriously, like paintball, archery. Some people, you know, I don't want to advocate gun violence, but some people like to go to a shooting range, you know, anything that is a release. Sex, we're coming into Scorpio season. That certainly resets our beings.
But that's a good dopamine fix.
Creativity is the key. Because the creative center, it galvanizes your whole body, mind, being. So, you know, some people, you know, it can be exercise. Some people, it can be the actual engaging, getting your hands, sinking your hands into a creative act. It can be writing. And I suggest longhand writing instead of computers, because the computer is a rabbit hole that you can go down. The other thing
there's also that mind body connection with the pen that actually it just translates differently because you're using different parts of the brain when you actually physically write.
Right. So it can just be getting a blank piece of paper out and just setting intentions that you want to focus on for the upcoming season, the fall season, or the year ahead. You know, this is what I want to focus on. I also suggest focusing on what you do want to manifest, not what you do not want to manifest, because where we focus our attention, put our attention, is what we bring about. That is scientifically proven. If worry is like praying for something you do not want to have happen. So, you know, when you focus on, I think I can, you can build what you want to grow more of. But, you know, the negative thought spiral, it's like you have to hit the pause button and say, is this how I want to use my time? There's a phrase, the currency of your life, and it's time, energy, and actual money. Where do you want to put those? Time, talent, and treasure. Those three T's, where do you want to put those? And, you know, that is, it's about pivoting, turning a corner, and it's easier said than done. But the more you take baby steps, it's also try not to picture Mount Everest in your mountain, but, you know, little tiny steps each day toward your goal. If you want to write a book, Laura just wrote a book. So how do you write a book? You don't do the whole book in one day, one week, or even one month. If you write a page a day, how do you lose weight? You do it a day at a time. And that's how you get through these things. And then in hindsight, you can look back and say, oh, wow, you know, look what I accomplished. So I want to remind people too that the retrograde period that we're in right now, this massive reset, it's a great time before you go to bed, especially look back on some of your key accomplishments and periods in your life where you were experiencing something really difficult that you thought you'd never, ever get through. And think about, you're on the other side of that now. And what seems so huge and insurmountable and difficult, it's like, oh yeah, I did that, you know?
So that actually kind of makes me want to ask this, we talked about a lot of the triggers that these retrogrades can happen. What are some of the magical things that can happen during during the times with all these planets in retrograde? You know, was it Uranus and Pluto and Mercury and Saturn? Like, what are some of the things, like, because I think, you know, especially if we're talking of triggers, I can just hear some people go on like, so this means this next few weeks is going to suck, right? You know, so it's like, so I want to say, because I know, like, for me, like, I've had a very difficult year, but somehow, like, when the retrograde started to happen, and then Mercury went, it was like popping a zit, and now things are starting to flow for me. So what are some of the maybe more beautiful things that when we surrender or we align with these energies versus fight them, what are some of the beautiful things that can happen during these periods?
So that's a great question, Laura. So if you think of this as a sleep cycle, because if you didn't sleep, how would you feel? I know the problem for some right now is even getting to sleep, but this is a massive sleep cycle that we're in. And, you know, planets are big, so it doesn't take just a couple hours or a day. It takes, you know, we're in this 6 out of 10 are basically asleep right now. So if you think about how refreshed you are when you get up from a really good night's sleep, like, wow, you know, it wasn't one of those nights where you had crazy dreams. It's just like, solid, rock solid sleep. That's what we're in right now. And to get yourself to surrender and sleep in astrology are actually in the same house. So it's in the same sector. And it's because when you go to sleep, you're surrendering, you're letting go, you're letting your natural physiological body take over. So if you can unwind, once you're on the other side of this sleep cycle, beginning October 2nd, everything is pushing forward. It's like dominoes falling one right after the other. First Mercury goes direct, and then Pluto, and then Saturn, and then Jupiter. They all start shifting direct motion. It's this push forward. So you will emerge from this sleep cycle, this planetary sleep cycle, and pause, major pause, refreshed and ready to go. And then we have some a go time, you know, things that you want to purchase, major purchases, cars, houses, signing a lease, launching a book, beginning writing a book, you know, any opening a business, things, starting a new relationship, anything you want to push forward. If you've used this next couple weeks really well, you're going to have the energetic oomph and verve to go ahead and do the thing.
So is that why, like, I'm sucking, and I want to say not just chamomile tea, but medicinal chamomile tea. Like, it seems like every day, every morning, I have been, especially this week. I don't know. This week seems to be, I am drinking it like it's the greatest thing on the planet right now.
Yeah. And, you know, really, that's, if you can just tune into your body, you know, how sometimes you're like, what do I want to eat? And it's like, no, I don't want a grilled cheese because it's bread and heavy. And, you know, I want something lighter. Or sometimes you do, you're like, I want red meat. Tuning into your body about what you feel like doing, rather than saying, oh, it's, I'm just going to do the easiest thing, or I'm going to skip a meal. Having a light snack that's nutritious is going to give you the energy that you need. I can't emphasize nutrition enough, and I'm not a nutritionist, but I am a Cancer, the crab, which rules food. So I love to eat, and I know how yucky I feel after I eat, you know, just like a piece of chocolate or something to give me a boost rather than, and then sometimes it's like that piece of chocolate is exactly what I want. Mm-hmm. So follow the cravings.
In my world, we say what you put in your mouth is either medicine or it's like toxicity. So it's like, you know, it's either toxin or it's medicine. Like,
right. It's so true. It is so true. And, you know, food, that's an episode for another time, is an addiction for a lot of people. And so just, it's a time of, this word is so overused, mindfulness, but the good old fashioned word, thoughtful. Be thoughtful towards your body and your being, because once we emerge from this cocoon, the slumber and sleepy time that we're in right now, we're going to be so energized.
And we are all looking forward to that. So, yeah, it is definitely some challenging times. And, you know, Hillary, if people want to get like a reading for themselves during this time, especially during this time, how can they reach you? What's the best way to reach you?
So my website is Hillary, H-I-L-A-R-Y, Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, HillaryHarley.com. That's the best way to reach me. Either by email, phone, direct message via the website. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, so you can message me there. And yeah, I mean, it really, astrology is the gift that shows, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It shows you your roadmap, where you're going. It's like, you know, so many of us come out of the chute, we were raised and we don't know what our life purpose is, or we're told, especially women, we're told what our purpose is. And astrology is the roadmap that shows you what your destiny is in this lifetime. There's a reason that you feel drawn and excited about certain aspects or subjects in your life, because that's your soul pulling you in those directions. And that's what astrology shows you. It lights you up.
Well, thank you so, so much. And I'm just going to leave this final note. I know some of you might be having some challenging times. Be gentle, be compassionate with yourself. Reach out. You're not alone. We've got a lot of spirit around us. We've got loved ones on the other side, but you also have, you know, I know we've gone through a lot of isolation, but it doesn't mean that we have to go through challenging times alone too. So make sure you reach out either to a professional or to a loved one if you're going through a difficult time. So thank you very much, Hillary. And until next time on Triggers and Spiritual Medicine. And be sure to follow us, by the way. Like, comment, follow, share. I keep forgetting to share that. Have a good one.